Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Who are the good customers? One way to say is that they are the ones who want to work with you. And the other ones are those who need to work with you. And there's a difference. Those who need to work with you or use the service you're providing or the product. It's just a transactional relationship where they will switch whenever something else better comes along, or they just can live without it. They don't care too much. It's like a tweet I read the other day that customers are thinking about your product or your brand maybe just once or twice in a week. But you as a provider are thinking about your customers all the time. On the other hand, if somebody wants your product or wants to work with you, and emphasis in the word want, yeah, they have a need. But they also want to work, to use the product. There's a difference. They appreciate what you're doing. It's a relationship where they love what you're doing, the way you do it, and what the product does. So it's a two-way dialogue, if you will. They are concerned about you a bit. They love your product, the relationship, the brand, and everything around it, maybe even the values behind it. So it matters to them. That's a different type of relationship. And if you start to think about what type of customers you want to target, what is the type of customer group who is good for you? It's obvious that you would like to somehow find and nurture the relationships with those potential customers who are the want type and not the need type. Because those need ones may be also needy without appreciation, without the two-way relationship. It may become costly, wearing you out. And because it's a one-way relationship, it's not that rewarding. So who wants and who needs?